Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am so smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did hang out with us and continue to hang out with us because our good friend Grace Marie Turner is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is the founder and the president of the Galen Institute, which is an organization that specializes in healthcare public policy. There isn't a person on the planet that knows more about public policy for healthcare than Grace Marie, and she's here to talk to us about what's in our future in America here with the new administration that we've got coming up in the next couple of months. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Grace Marie, my audience and I, we've been talking about this, what's been going on and what happened overnight with the new administration, the new Congress. The Democrats picked up 5, maybe 6 seats in the Senate. They picked up 20-something in the House. Now is the winner of the Republicans' discontent, for sure,
wow.
Grace Marie. And of course, they picked up the big house, the White House. So what do you, one of the things I've been saying, Grace Marie, is there are so many things that happened with that are going to be coming up with the new president and the new Congress that all Americans have to get behind and support. We've got national security and a lot of other issues that we've got to be consistent on. But there are elements of there are issues that are going to be coming up over the next 4 years that are going to have an impact one way or the other on small business, and we need to be able to be loyal Americans but still disagree on certain issues as small business owners that impact our business. What do you think?
Absolutely, and we all know when we ask small business, what's your major problem? It's healthcare costs, and so that's certainly going to be at the top of the list. Healthcare costs were actually not a question between Senator McCain and Senator Obama. During the debate, they all agreed that we've got to get healthcare costs down.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how are they going to do it? And I do think it's going to be very interesting to see in Congress the jockeying for position and power over the healthcare issue.
Obviously, do you think that Mr. Obama will be more to the center on the solutions for health care than his own Congress will be?
That's a really good question. I think that they are studying what happened with Clinton in 1993, and they do not want a repeat of the meltdown over
basically a repudiation of his administration.
Absolutely.
In 2 years.
It's right. And I think what they will do is take some small steps. They want some successes early. But healthcare is a pretty touchy issue.
Yeah.
Senator Kennedy has come back from Massachusetts, and he is working with his staff to develop a bill that's probably going to be introduced as S-1, which means it's sort of the top priority bill on healthcare.
Right.
Senator Clinton is going to come back, and she's going to want, this is her issue, she's going to want to take this over. And certainly Senator Obama feels that that he was able to make a lot of points in his, I believe, mischaracterizations of Senator McCain's plan on health care. So there's going to be some, and then several other committee chairmen believe that they have jurisdiction. So there's going to be a lot of jockeying for power.
And that'll take that could take a couple of 3 years to get through, couldn't
well,
it?
Well, except that they've got this state children's health insurance bill that has to be reauthorized by March 31st of next year, which can become the Christmas tree.
Could become the vehicle, the platform that they sweep all this other stuff in with.
That's right. And so the question is, what are those things going to be? I think they're going to try to help small business, but maybe we can talk about some of the things that are on the table that they're going to be promising small business, but you got to look at the other side.
You got to pay attention to the details.
When I
was taking issue with a handful of issues that Mr. Obama proposes that I thought would hurt small business, one of those was his health care proposal. And I called it, and I stand by this assessment of mine. I called it universal health care in reform clothing.
Mm, yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's really right. I mean, he's going to start out with all parents are going to have to make sure their children have health insurance.
Yep.
Well, there's not a market for children's health insurance in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There's a market for family health coverage.
Right.
So he's going to have to create new programs, new subsidies, lots
new
of
products.
New products
will have to be created.
Right.
See, that's the thing that I think sometimes, and we learned this with the HSAs and the MSAs, didn't we? That you can create a law, but if it calls for a product that doesn't exist, the marketplace has to do that.
Well, no, but in this case, the government will do it.
It'll be the government. That's the point. And we're going to get Chris Marie to talk to us more about this on the other side of these messages. 2020. These are all things, small business owners, that you and I have to pay attention to. We've got to get involved. We've got to stay involved in the debate. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. B-I-Z. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours and a great friend of yours. Whether you know it or not, small business owner, she works very hard to make sure that the debate for health care reform is an honest one and an appropriate one for our small businesses. Grace Marie, you've got a pretty good crystal ball there. Look into the future. Take us on a little tour of what you think we could be looking at in the future with this next regime.
Well, I think particularly for small business that you're going to see President-elect Obama offer them, I'm going to help you with your health care costs. And he's going to say that if you provide health insurance, then I'm going to provide you with a tax credit to help you pay for that. But
can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
I pay for my employees' health savings accounts.
Right.
It's not a typical, you know, employer type of health policy. I pay for them to have their own HSA.
That's great.
Am I going to get credit for that?
That's going to be one of the questions. What do you do about the small businesses that are already providing health insurance?
Yeah.
Did they get penalized and not get a credit? Because
and if it's not, if it's not a typical policy like GM does their people
One of the other considerations is going to be that the coverage that businesses have to offer has to be a very comprehensive plan, quote, like members of Congress have, unquote, which costs approximately $14,000 a year for a family of four. So one of the strings is going to be that you have to provide the health insurance that the government says you have to provide, and health savings accounts, I dare say, are very unlikely to be on that list of
I've been worried about that because HSAs are the enemy of universal health care.
Absolutely.
See, I think they actually won't like the fact that I'm offering those.
That's probably right, because it's basically, they say that's inadequate coverage because it's catastrophic. But it's real insurance, and people can fund the account so that they can pay for routine care.
And my employees are young. That's the kind of insurance they need. They don't get sick like old folks.
Savings for the future to take care of down, you know, when they may decide to go back to school, they can still continue to have health insurance. So the strings that are attached are really important. And they're also, he's also said that any money that the business gets has to go back to the employees in lower premiums. So it's going to look like a tax credit for small businesses, but they're not going to experience any of it, and basically their costs are going to go up because the coverage that's going to be mandated is going to be very expensive.
How are they going to do all of that without creating a new bureaucracy?
Well, I don't think they care about creating, because they also...
But aren't they going to... Isn't that what's going to have to happen?
Absolutely.
And I mean, it'll be a whole new bureaucracy.
New bureaucracies to enforce the mandate on children, new bureaucracies to create this new government health insurance plan that will compete with private insurance. But it's kind of like having the referee out on the playing field competing with the players, and he can still call the play. I mean, it's really unlevel playing field.
What will this do? What do you think it will do to the private insurance companies?
I think that you're going to see private insurance, if they're successful in getting this through, you're going to see private insurance drying up, because it's going to be impossible for private plans to compete with a government plan that has taxing authority, subsidies, federal policing authority, price control authority. You can't. That's not a level playing field. You can't. Mm-hmm. The private plans won't be able to compete. So people will soon have only the choice of this new government insurance plan, which is, of course, going to start rationing care, price controls, and we're going to wind up having a plan that looks a lot like the government plans in Europe.
So let's just stop for a second and think about, let's just say that there are at least certain elements of this that we don't like, if not everything, certain elements we don't like. And in the one of the genius of our founders, part of the genius of our founders, is they put certain checks and balances into our government. And one of the things they put in was a majority rule, except in the Senate, you've got a supermajority rule. You've got the filibuster in the Senate, which can only be broken by 60 votes to stop the filibuster.
But I will stop you there, because that's only a law, and that's only a rule of the Senate. They can change that. There is no way that 40 vote. There's nothing.
You're saying
the
filibuster is something that they can
absolutely. They just change it.
Really?
They say that we don't need to have. We're not going to allow filibuster anymore. We're going to change the Senate rules.
Why didn't Republicans do that when they had majority?
Because Republicans wanted to not feel like they were railroad, they were steamrolling over. A lot of people criticize Republicans for not eliminating the ability to filibuster the Senate. So the 60 votes.
And the Democrats, when they had an opportunity to do that, I remember the Democrats complained that they might do that and they didn't like it. But now with 56 or maybe even 57 senators on the Democrat side, of course they may not have to filibuster with Lieberman and Sanders and Voinovich and Collins and those last three on the Republican side and Snow, you know, they may not have to worry about that.
That's exactly right. I know that especially large businesses are very worried about labor union organizing, something called card checks.
We've talked about the Employee Free Choice Act quite a bit on this. And I'm predicting, Grace Marie, that'll be the first thing that will get passed.
It may very well be.
I think that'll be the first thing that they'll roll out, because that'll be less complicated to get started than the healthcare.
And it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost them anything. It costs small business owners something. Stand by, quick break. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We're visiting with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She's president and founder of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about the Galen Institute.
We are a think tank, which means that we do a lot of work trying to come up with ideas and sell ideas to Congress and members of legislatures around the country and administrations, and I do a lot of speaking internationally to talk about free market ideas in health reform.
Yeah.
People can visit us at Galen, galen.org.
Yeah, check it out, folks. It's a very important site. The work Grace Marie does is very important. Administrations of both parties call on her for help and for her thoughts and perspectives, and not only here in the United States but around the world. Grace Marie, a lot of people, a lot of small business owners yesterday voted for Barack Obama, and so they're going to be excited about what his possibilities are, and a lot of people, a lot of small business owners didn't vote for Barack Obama, but they're all going to be in the same boat when it comes to dealing with the potential for government-controlled health care. If either one of those groups, either one of those individuals who voted one way or the other, when we're faced with how to deal with a potential, you know, negative to our business through this healthcare reform, how do we fight that? How do we deal with that?
It's so important. This is when the details are really going to count. People need to look way past the rhetoric and say, how is this going to affect my business? Just like any healthcare reform initiative, how is this going to affect me? Is it going to enhance my ability to succeed and to do what I do as a small business, or is it going to actually become a new tax and make it more difficult for me to compete in a global marketplace? So people are going to have to look at, how is this going to affect me? Is it really a new tax in disguise? Am I still going to be able to have control over this kind of this huge amount of spending for my small business? Or is it going to be a mandate in sheep's clothing?
One of the things,
important to look at this,
and we're going to have to let our members of Congress know how we feel about this.
The
way we turned out to let people know how we felt about the bailout and the rescue plan.
Mm-hmm.
That was very exciting to me to see how Americans responded to that.
And that's going to be required again to people to look at the details. It's Congress is going to be in the driver's seat now, which is why I think it's very interesting to see all these competing agendas. Who's going to get credit for this passing? So
one of the things that I've been telling the audience, Grace Marie, I've been encouraging them as they consider candidates, don't pay attention to the specific details of what they're offering you, because none of the things that they offer you specifically are they're going to wind up being able to give you, because that's not how things work out. But what I think is more important is focus on the overall philosophy of what they're talking about. For example, even if the next healthcare proposal for President Obama and the Congress, the Democrat Congress, even if it sounds like it's helping the immediate situation, we've got to back up a little bit and say, okay, but that's fine, but where is this heading us? What do you think?
Well, that's right. I think the vision is very important, but when Congress starts dealing with it, I mean, they're actually writing the legislation and the campaigns are talking about the vision. But when we start, you know, starting January 20th, it's going to be Congress that is going to be deciding what they're going to do and what the specific requirements, enforcement provisions, new taxes,
right,
requirements on business are going to be. And we've got to, you know, they're going to have to listen to you. They're going to have to listen to the organizations that represent them to say, to help them analyze that legislation, listen to think tanks like us, because that's what we do. We get into the hardwiring and we say, this is what the implications are to you.
Here's going to be my litmus test, Grace Marie. If anything that they propose involves creating a new bureaucracy, a new bureau, a new organization, I don't care what it says, I'll be against it.
Yeah, that's right. And
because
that will
become a monster that will have access to almost 20% of our economy.
Yeah. And frankly, people also, survey after survey says people want private insurance because they want
portable.
The choice. They want it portable, they want private, and they want to have choice to make sure that it's not just a one-size-fits-all government plan. So anything that the Congress may develop that sort of pushes us into one bigger government plan, the American people are going to reject that. So they've got to give us choices.
And folks, all you got to do is look to Canada and Europe. If you like that, you know, you got, those plans are failing in Europe and in Canada.
That's right. They're looking to us for answers.
That's exactly.
Right.
Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job
today.
Thanks,
Jim. Always a pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Galen Institute, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.